While Ireland is experiencing a teacher recruitment crisis, Britain has pioneered a successful scheme that attracts new teachers by training them on the job and paying them from day one. Called the Teach First programme, it's aimed at graduates who want to improve educational opportunities for children living in deprived areas. This report from our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
There weren't much rules and... yeah, I don't think anyone took it seriously as much as now.
It wasn't really good, like, you could do whatever you want, like, people don't listen and stuff like that.
Elenaz and Shay are talking about what their school in Enfield, North London, used to be like. They're happier with the current regime called the AIM Academy.
The lead values, there's love, endeavour, act and dream, and they all represent important things for students and teachers as well.
I think dreams like the most important value to me because it makes you aim for something big. Like, it will encourage you to work hard.
AIM Academies pride themselves on combining kindness with strictness. For instance, pupils are lined up after their break to make sure they're ready for class.
Great. We are now going into our English lesson, which means I should be able to see your English books in your hand. We are all now opening up our bags.
Executive Principal Paddy McGrath says there's been a big improvement in the school since the AIM Academy took over and recruited from the Teach First programme.
So for the school that we're sitting in here now, AIM North London, that school historically has never been graded good by Ofsted in its entire history. In December 23, we were graded good for the first time. And that really is a testament to the actual Teach First teachers that we've got in this school that have helped that transformation.
Raise your hand if you think you know already. Something you can tell us about the Industrial Revolution.
The Teach First programme is designed to attract graduates who may have been thinking about a career in the private sector. This is done by offering them almost full pay from day one and training them at work, as Paddy McGrath explains.
So I think, you know, they come in and they sort of, you know, to be honest with you, quite hungry in terms of what they want to do and progress. So for us, it's a match where actually they've got the same vision that we have. You know, it is a, you know, an uncomfortable truth that, you know, the biggest predictor of, you know, children's success is their parental income. And therefore, we want to address that. We want to close that gap.
This part of Enfield has some of the worst areas of deprivation in London.
J'aime faire les magasins.
I like to do shopping.
Avec ma grand-mère Nathan. Okay, big bravo for Nathan.
Frida Arthur came to the school through Teach First. She's now deputy principal.
A lot of my friends, again, at university were going to the corporate world, were, you know, joining the JP Morgans and the Accentures, and I just knew that that wasn't for me. I wanted to do something that had more person interaction. And to be that person who is a constant in their lives, especially because a lot of the schools that Teach First serve are students who don't necessarily have that consistent person that they can rely on all the time, or someone who's sort of like a positive influence in their life. And so for me, it's really, really satisfying to see that play out every single day.
Meanwhile, Elenaz and Shay are planning their careers.
I'd like to work in fashion. I've been very interested in it since I was little, so.
I would like to be a real estate agent, have a business in real estate, because I'm good with numbers and it's just something that I've looked forward to.
And that was Shay, a pupil at the North London AIM Academy, ending that report from our correspondent, John Kilrain. It's